This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, Christian lady has been fired from her teaching job, and we're going to find out what that was all about. That's coming up here tonight with you. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And also, we will get into what is happening with Bitcoin ATMs being prohibited in the country of the United Kingdom. That's kind of a shocking headline. And we will talk about all those things and more. Plus, apparently, the Saudi Arabian government is actually now considering accepting the Chinese yuan instead of the dollar for oil sales. They're just considering it, but if they're, you know, if that actually were to happen, it would be a pretty big hit against the hegemony of the U.S. dollar. And we continue here, though, with your calls and thoughts. We go to, let's see, Sarah is on the line listening in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I've been listening to the news. And so the Chinese, they're denying that they're trading and giving money to the Russians, the economy. And the Mr. Sullivan and the U.S., they're accusing China of funding Russia and giving them money to fund the war.
China is definitely giving Russia money. I mean, that's China is not denying that.
Are we talking about, when you say giving them money, are you talking about foreign aid, just direct handing them billions of dollars, or are we saying China's buying things from Russia in industry?
Where do you get the facts, though? How do you know for sure that they are giving them money?
I don't.
That's a fair point. I don't know for sure.
Well, that's what the Chinese are saying. They're being accused unless they have intercepted a secret code through the satellite. They could do that track telephone, the phone.
Yes, I mean, it's that teenager's
Sarah,
tracking.
What is your opinion on this? Do you think the Chinese government should be giving the Russian government money?
Well, you know, my opinion is I'm very convinced that they are doing it because they were at the Olympics. They were all chummed out with each other. The Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, they opened up the Olympics together. I mean, and he is part of the Communist Party. I mean, they're out. Everybody knows
that. Are
you
saying that the Communist government is lying?
Well, I mean, in order to help out Russia, they're both communist countries.
Okay, but is the Chinese government lying about helping Russia?
You know, I really think he is. I really think they are. It's a covert. I mean, that's the only way they're going to promote communism is to have all of us buy everything from Walmart, which is made in China, and all of the shoes that we got on our foot is made in China. And the money goes to China, and then they funnel it out into Russia. And then they expand communism.
So,
you know?
I don't know how. I'm laughing because you present this long list of capitalist transactions and then end it with, and magically that creates communism.
Sarah, let me ask you, if it's wrong for China to support Russia during this event, would you also agree that it's wrong that pretty much every other country is sending support to Ukraine?
I am in support of China supporting Russia.
Yeah, she doesn't think it's wrong, Conan. She believes that this is a step towards communism. She thinks that
Russia's the good guy here, right?
She believes that Vladimir Putin is a secret communist and that everything he's doing is designed to bring back the Soviet Union. And that's why he's invaded Ukraine, is to bring back the Soviet Union.
Well, that's what the talk shows she listens to tell her. That he's all about bringing Mother Russia back to its glory.
Is that what conservative talk radio is saying? Because
sure.
I thought that was just Sarah's opinion.
No. They the conservative, the right wingers are all
okay.
All about Putin's whole goal in this is to bring Russia back to its glory days.
Does Sarah listen to the right wingers now?
She does.
She listens to us. So I mean,
well, we're not right wingers.
No, no. But I mean, if she listened to us, she'll listen to anything.
Oh, yeah, she said on the air that she listens to the former, I think, Secret Service guy Dan Bongino.
Well, yeah, because you know what? What he says, he's saying the truth, and they'll say he's lunatic. And they'll say, well, he's a lunatic, he's nuts, you know, that's never going to happen. And they'll say, well, they're capital snap, why are they saying that they want to be? So I listen to it, because whatever they're saying that's a lie, the opposite is the truth, where he's expanding communism. I mean, yes.
Okay, but just to clarify, you're saying the Chinese government is going to make communism possible by doing capitalism.
Right. That's correct.
I don't know how that follows. How are you going to transition a society who has gotten used to buying and selling things and
has a growing middle class,
some level of independence for themselves economically? I'm not saying China's a free country or anything like that, but economic freedom has grown there in the last, you know, few decades. How are you going to convince that population to all of a sudden get rid of all of that and go back to being a communist dictatorship?
Well, I mean, don't they have a upstanding Communist Party, and the president is part of the Communist Party?
Yes, the Chinese government is officially communist. That is true. That's true. And the current president supposedly has been moving things in a less market-oriented direction. At least this is what I've heard from somebody who has lived over there or had family over there. However, the Chinese communism of today and of the last 10 or 20 years is nothing like what it was prior to that. There's a lot more going on in the marketplace now, and that is creating a lot of wealth for, as you say, Conan, the middle class that are as a growing group.
That's the key to success right there in any society is the middle class.
Right, so you're saying wipe away the middle class. You're saying wipe away all classes, force everybody to live to the same standards, just like they do in North Korea, right?
They might not get away with it this time, because the people might rise up this time.
Well, the thing is, I guess what they have is like a socialism mixed economy, just to get money from America. So that Venezuela, if they get money, it's still a communist country. They might funnel that money back to Russia to take over Europe.
Why does the Chinese communist government need money from America?
Because communism can't work without a big capitalist, freer nation.
I know that,
money
but
in,
I
right?
wanted to hear Sarah say that.
Here's what I want to know, Sarah. This is the most important question ever. I found out that your grandmother is an immigrant from China.
Korea.
From Korea?
Yeah.
She was fleeing communism. I was told your grandmother fled communism to come here to be free.
That's correct.
So I'm very curious as to how you came about your belief system.
Well, when a man loves a woman.
After that.
Go ahead, Sarah.
After that.
Okay, so actually my mom's side of the family is actually from North Korea. So my great-great-grandmother on my mom's side was North Korean, and she was wealthy. I mean, from a wealthy family or something, she was, and so then they felt like they had to run, to sell. That's what they were taught.
So she can keep her money?
So that's what they did. Huh? And then thing about is that
she said she was wealthy.
You don't get to keep that.
Well,
with
I mean,
you.
Yes, she was.
If you're one of the, the politically connected classes, you might get a little bit more rice to eat and, you know, have a nicer apartment in which to live. From what I understand, from the people who've escaped. Obviously, I don't know. I've never lived there, but from the people who have escaped from North Korea, and when you escape, what are you going to take with you? You can't access your
suitcase.
You can't access anything in North Korea, so you got nothing in the bank or anything like that, and your money's probably not going to be any good in South Korea.
Sarah, did you know your grandma?
Oh yeah. She lived until like 110 years old. Yeah, I've known her quite a bit, and I've told her that I turned a communist, and she said we're not going to get along, and she explained to me what happened to her when she got run down, and I was kind of astonished. But the thing about
it is you didn't care. You didn't care what happened to her, right?
Didn't she tell you about how horrible it was? Did she not have stories?
She never lived in a communist country. She ran out before it turned communist.
When did she escape from North Korea?
But during the war, they actually captured them. They snuck out in the middle of the night.
But Sarah, key words. She fled the country before it became a hellhole. She got out of Dodge because it was going down south.
And again, Sarah refuses to actually move to North Korea, which would be the true communist paradise on the planet right now. Thanks, Sarah. There's more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. 6160. Coming up, a Christian teacher has been fired. We'll get into why that happened. Aria's got that story on the way.
Quick question. I'm not entirely sure if she was fired or suspended.
We'll get into it. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. And is Russia seeking military aid from China? Well, that's according to someone in the United States. So a U.S. official is claiming that Russia is asking China for military equipment.
And they're also that saying
that
they're also saying that they're going to go get the biolabs that didn't exist a week ago. And they're saying that they're bombing this city and bombing us. I guess 180 mercenaries just got blown up.
Really?
Yeah.
Ukraine?
In Ukraine, right there on the border.
Who's hiring the mercenaries? Ukraine? Or?
They're volunteers.
Can you call them mercenaries now?
I thought it was a violation of, I think, the Geneva Convention to have mercenaries near the front.
I'm not sure how that works, but I know that Russia came out and says that if we capture you, we are not going to treat you as war combats. We're going to treat you as criminals.
Wow.
Well, that's what the U.S. did.
And, of course, they said 180. And Ukraine says only like 38 or something actually died in the explosions, but it's rubbleized for sure. It was a base. It was a Ukrainian base, a camp.
We're going to get into other stories. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, though. First, we go to Richard in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard.
Yes, on the nightly news tonight, Pfizer is apparently requesting a second booster, authorization for a second booster.
Of course they are.
No.
Yeah, no, second. Aren't they up to the, aren't they requesting a fourth?
That's what he's saying. So the second booster would be.
Oh, gotcha.
So a fourth shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm 71 years old, and I haven't got my first booster shot, nor do I intend to get my any booster shots. In my opinion, as a former Department of Justice special agent, I feel Pfizer is using the COVID virus as a moneymaker. I smell profiteering, and I'm really suspicious that maybe some investigator with the Department of Justice needs to start following.
Well, they're not
the
going to do that. I mean, you're absolutely right, Richard, that this is all about pharmaceutical company profits. That's what this whole COVID situation has really been, just
they
a funnel
made
money.
Record profits.
Yeah, it's a funnel, you know, I don't know, hundreds of billions of dollars or whatever into these pharmaceutical companies, and there's no way the Justice Department is going to do anything about this because they're in on it. I mean, they're all part of the same governmental structure, but I thank you for the call tonight. I mean, he's not wrong as far as his assessment there.
They should go after good old Fauci, who disappeared somewhere into the mist.
That's not going to happen either.
Make a meme out of him.
He's been there through multiple administrations. He's not going anywhere.
They need to take him out for crimes against humanity.
Crimes against beagles.
And beagles.
Yeah.
And monkeys.
And what else we don't even know, right?
We'll probably find out. Probably someone's sitting written in their room typing away the new book. The crimes of Fauci.
Now, they can expose him, and the worst that's going to happen is he'll just be asked to retire early. That's going to be it. Don't get your hopes up. But, Conan, you've got something related to the CDC tonight that you wanted to share. Do you happen to have that?
Yeah, this is just something that we've been saying forever, since day one, that the consequences of the lockdown and everything that came with it, especially... Mm-hmm. The masking.
And the social distancing.
Idiocracy. CDC lowers expectations for child development, raising new questions for parents. The CDC has changed a list of children's developmental milestones for infants and young children, marking the first update of its kind since 2004. Now, this move has generally been portrayed in media as a positive adjustment, which claims that it provides clearer benchmarks and can help identify developmental delays early. But what's really going on, this updated checklist moves milestones back.
Well, obviously. I mean, children are now being, you know, babies are seeing their parents wearing masks and things like that. And it's long been established that seeing smiling faces and things like that helps people grow.
It's not just smiling faces. It's the lip reading, which is the most important thing. And you've had 2 years of infants, toddlers, not being able to see what's going on around them.
Communicate.
And so they've pushed back this milestone. I think that the requirement was at 24 months you need to know like 50 words.
Mm-hmm.
They pushed it back to 30 months.
Wow. Okay. So another half a year.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the speech professional. See if I can skip on down a little bit. I wasn't ready for this article, by the way.
Oh, no worries. So basically, they're saying we don't think kids today can grow as fast, can learn as fast as previously.
Yeah, exactly. And a big question in my book is, why is the CDC providing these guidelines? What do they have to do with the development of children?
I have no idea.
Why is any academic associations taking guidance from the CDC on where their kids should be on the learning?
Right. Weren't they supposed to control disease or something like that? Isn't that in their name?
I don't think it has anything to do with kids and learning.
It's typical that government agencies will grow far beyond their original intentions. Whatever their original purpose or whatever their original mission was, they always, you know, mission creep happens. Because it just, you know, if they can make their mission wider, then that means bigger funding, more bureaucracy, hiring more people, getting more buildings, etc.
Jacqueline Thiek, a clinical director and speech-language pathologist at the Florida-based Speech and Learning Institute, has raised the alarm over the increase in babies and toddlers she is seeing with speech delays.
Mm.
We've seen a 364% patient increase in patients' referrals of babies and toddlers from pediatricians and parents, she said. Before the pandemic, only 5% of our patients were babies and toddlers. Now it's 20% of our patients, with parents calling it, quote, COVID delayed.
Oh my!
Unquote.
Well, at least the parents know what's going on.
And the pediatricians.
They may be a little too late.
Thiek says the widespread use of face masks could be affecting children's speech development as babies start learning how to read lips as young as 8 months old.
Damn.
There's no research out there yet saying that this could be causing speech and language delays.
But most definitely,
I'm sure it's a factor, she says. It's very important that kids do see your face to learn, so they're watching your mouth.
Also, to know that you're loved, right? Like, to be able to see not just the eyes of your parent, but, again, the smile on their face, as you had said, Aria, that being able to actually see that expression. Or to be able to see when your parent's angry at you, right?
Like, see, most people they're not motivated by love. They think they are, but that's like some afterthought to them. The fact that that children genuinely need to feel loved, that's something they know in a cerebral kind of way, but it's not something they truly understand and are willing to incorporate into their lives. To them, baby, plop it down in front of Blue's Clues or whatever kids are watching these days, and that's how you raise a baby now. They don't think of love as being a key ingredient that the child needs in order to develop in a healthy way.
Well, you ship them off to preschool.
But before that,
free daycare.
Yeah, we're talking about really early on here.
Yeah, it's just television. Here's some Mickey Mouse.
Oh, and here's an iPhone.
A tablet.
Play with this app.
All right, 603-283-6160. There's more about this. The delayed development of children.
The repercussions that we've all been talking about for 2 years, it's right here on our doorstep.
Yep, and you can share your thoughts. If you want to weigh in, join us here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says Russia's invasion is helping him see his country's true friends. In an address to Canadian Parliament, a day ahead of speaking to the U.S. Congress, President Zelensky says Canada is leading in providing support. The U.S. and NATO are imposing heavy sanctions on Russia for their invasion of Ukraine, but North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, appearing on Fox News, says he wants Russia to feel these economic consequences for a long time.
I definitely don't think that they should end when he exits Ukraine. I mean, think about the Ukrainian people. Maybe they should last for as long as it takes for Ukraine to rebuild from all the devastation that they've caused over the past 20 days.
Pfizer is seeking emergency authorization from the FDA for a fourth COVID vaccine shot for individuals 65 and older. USA Radio News. Americans are taking a glass-half-full approach regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A new poll finds that most Americans are feeling a little more confident dealing with the waning COVID-19 pandemic as the restrictions end nationwide. An Axios poll found that 64% are in favor of lifting pandemic restrictions as the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths drop. But 3 in 4 say they would go back to wearing a mask if a new variant broke out where they live. About a third of Americans, 32%, say they've already returned to pre-COVID routines, with another 23% expecting they will return to normal within the next 6 months.
President Biden has signed a big spending bill that Congress sent to him last week. Biden saying the measure includes more than $13 billion in additional emergency aid for Ukraine. The overall $1.5 trillion spending bill funds the government through September. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
All right,
Ian.
And Conan.
603-283-6160. And coming up here in just a few months from now, it is going to be time for ForkFest, the 6th annual ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event that happens in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Very gorgeous location. Rogers Campground is the place. And unlike some other festivals, this one, you don't have to have a ticket. All you got to do to attend ForkFest is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground June 27th through July 3rd. Now, if you do want to go to a ticketed event, come the week earlier and go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We intend to attend both of those festivals. Porcupine Freedom Festival, however, is nearing sellout status. It's probably at over 94% sold out at this point. So if you're intending to attend that particular conference or festival, you need to get those tickets soon over at porkfest.com. But again, if you want a little bit more of a laid-back atmosphere, not as many people running around, check out ForkFest. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about that event. Again, June 27th through July 3rd, we will look forward to seeing you at ForkFest 2022. That's ForkFest.party. All right, Conan. So you're telling us that now the CDC is...
Which, why they have any say in any of this is beyond me.
Yeah, why anybody actually pays any attention to any government agency is beyond me. But regardless, they're saying now that young babies are expected to take longer in their developmental process these days.
These days.
Now, they're not saying why.
Oh,
right?
No. Well, proponents of this, not the CDC, but yeah. teachers and other educational bureaucrats mm-hmm. Have said that this is these are COVID-delayed children.
Right.
So this is all because of the pandemic.
That's an assumption, right. And I understand why the scientific community isn't rushing out there to say, oh, well, we know this is what caused this, right? Because they can't really do that scientifically.
This is the same argument with all of the brain clots and all of the heart attacks that are taking place right now in younger people. It's like, oh, this is just the new normal. This is the same.
No,
with,
there's a reason for
this
it.
This is the same. This is the same argument as blaming the oil prices on Putin.
Right, well, what has changed?
I agree with your arguments, but there's no way for us to prove it.
I get what you're saying there, but that the only thing that has changed of any significance as far as like raising children is concerned from pre-2020 to where we are today is the insanity of COVID and the mask mandates yeah. and all
and
of
even
that.
This That's speech pathologist has come out and said she's like, this isn't this there's no studies that have followed this
but she's seen
in depth. But this is her job.
Yeah.
She works with these kids who have developed slowly or have not developed fast enough to get them, you know, up to speed.
Yeah, it's like
I understand, but we're just speculating on what the cause is. It could very well be that, you know, their parents got COVID and that screwed up their genes and now their kids are a little bit slower because of it. I mean, we don't know.
We don't.
Most likely, yes, it's developmental issues as a result of parents wearing masks and social distancing and kids not being exposed to healthy ordinary environments, all that. But we don't know that. So I understand the pediatrician is not in a rush to say, hey, well, this, it's obvious what this is.
But when professionals, I agree with you, we don't know for sure. But when professionals in their field are saying, this is my experience, you can't take that away from them. Same thing's true with
the professionals aren't saying what the cause is.
But they are saying there is an increase in participants in our organization.
They're saying it's increased, but we're not sure why.
Now, this article...
The parents and stuff are the ones who are saying this is COVID-caused or whatever.
I'm going to skip down the article a little bit, but it does mention your point, Arya, in that this isn't new. The academics have been lowering the bar since I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, I remember when things were getting easier.
Yeah, sure. I didn't know that.
No, that's true.
You don't know that they were making it easier for people to pass? There was a whole what in my
I
school.
I paid as little attention in school as possible.
As did I.
Yeah, of course.
Especially the older that I got, the more I realized how stupid all this was, and eventually I took a hike. But there was a special program at my school for the dumb kids.
Mm.
And by the way, here's the craziest part about that: a lot of these kids are really smart. A lot of these kids...
The dumb kids?
The dumb. Well, they weren't dumb. They just hated school so much.
So they pretended like they were dumb so they could get in the dumb
There was a little bit
class.
Of that, too.
Okay.
And some of them... And by the way, some of them were dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, just looking at where they're at in life right now, they've done very well for themselves. A lot of these are the tradesmen, the plumbers and the craftsmen and the whatnots who never went to college, who went and got good jobs and are making good money. A lot of them are doing very well for themselves.
Sure.
But anyways, they were in a special program, and everything was dumbed down to their level so that they could pass, so that they didn't make the school look bad. And that's what it all boils down to, always. It's to not make your organization look dumb. And you never want the parents to find out about it because they're paying your fees. And so they make it look like everything's hunky-dory. And that's what's going on here.
Yeah, but the difference here, though, is we're not talking about kids in school. You're talking about 8-month-olds.
This is going to show up later on. They're a year behind. They're almost an entire year behind, and it's going to ripple.
You're saying they're going to lower expectations all the way down the line,
right? But as Arya was saying, we don't know that this was actually because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They've been lowering the bar
forever.
It almost
certainly was.
But they've been lowering the bar every year forever.
You're talking about for kids in school, though.
These babies are going to end up in school one day.
I know,
yes,
what
but
you're
they're
saying.
Not in school yet.
That's not what we're talking about here right now.
We know that they've been lowering the bar. You don't need to be this intelligent to pass school anymore. They've been lowering that bar.
Right, now they're literally saying for kids that are not in school, it's going to take 30 months for them to learn 50 words instead of 24 months.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's pretty... I don't pay close attention to these things, but I'm going to guess that that's not been happening.
How old is preschool, by the way? Four years old?
Three, four, I think.
It's probably four.
You're the only one of us who has had a kid.
That was a long ass time ago,
preschool
man.
Preschool is multiple years, if I recall correctly.
Well, I know they're all pushing for it because, you know, you get both parents working and it's, mm-hmm. you know, daycare is expensive.
Well, preschool's got to be a better option than Blue's Clues or Paw Patrol or whatever.
I don't know.
I mean, okay, don't just jump to that conclusion. No,
but this is the problem, and this next quote from John Taylor Gatto mm-hmm. is kind of emphasizes what the problem is. And prison, baby prison.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. These kids, they don't want to be there, and so they are forced to learn all these things at some prescribed level. And of course, the CDC has increased it a little bit. You're going to have kids who are going to do it a lot faster, and you're going to have the dummies who are not going to, you know, be up to speed.
And that would be fine if you would let the kids who do it faster out faster.
Yep.
You
know, just like school in the old days.
I would have paid attention. I would have perfect grades in school. And they'd be like, okay, look, all you have to do is come in, take these tests, and you can go home.
By the way,
you can spend in half an hour here if you're good enough.
Great. You mean like homeschool? Yeah. Especially when you have a bunch of kids.
Well, you would expect that in homeschool because there's only one of you. But, I mean, just the government school system in general, it's based around being there a certain amount of time and not
like
learning.
Prison.
Yeah, so the parents could go to work.
Oh, I know, dude. You're preaching to the choir.
Make that money and pay
them taxes.
Earlier critics of the U.S. educational system, such as John Taylor Gatto, predicted schools would never achieve the successful education of students without changing their current approach. Quote, no one believes anymore that scientists are trained in science classes or politicians in civics classes or poets in English classes, he said in a 1990 speech where he accepted the New York City Teacher of the Year Award. The truth is that schools don't really teach anything except how to obey orders, end quote.
That's exactly what they're there for.
That's what the whole system is set up to do. That's why it was created in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, the Prussians... They had soldiers who weren't following orders. They were running at the first volley of gunfire,
and they needed
a system to teach, to create soldiers, and to create desk monkeys,
desk
workers, mm-hmm. and that's what it was always about, and that's what it's still about, by the way. And this is why the Bill Gates of the world loved them some schools. That's why he was, you know, he was what was the program that Gates funded a couple years back.
Fog. Some sort of nightmare program, whatever it was. The number here is 603-283-6160. But yeah, the government schools are all about total control. You mentioned John Taylor Gatto. For listeners that are maybe new to...
He was a schoolman.
This.
And he knew, and he saw that he was working from within. He saw what the problems were, and he was telling us about it.
And he researched it and wrote some really excellent books about the matter. So if you're new to the issue, check out his works. Rest in peace, by the way.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. You can head over to our social media platform that runs on our server. We are in charge of it, not Twitter, not Facebook, not some big tech mega corporation. So you get to actually express yourself there over at social.freetalklive.com, and it's free to join over at social.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the updated rules, according to the CDC, about very young children. We're talking about, you know, infants, 8 months or whatever, very young children, like preschool age, and what they're expected to have learned by a certain point if they are considered to be normally developing.
Right, otherwise they get flagged as needing some help, needing improvement.
They're now saying that what would have taken 24 months previously or 26 months previously is now, or 24
months
is
to
now
learn 50 words.
Months.
They pushed it back to 50. And they've done it under the guise of, this is good for the kids because now we've set these goalposts up. We've made it more
inclusive.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. It sounds like they're about one step away from saying, oh, the rates of developmentally challenged, you know, toddlers hasn't increased. We just changed the diagnostic criteria. That's all. Everything's just as it's always been, and these people are like, no, this is a 300% increase versus what we're used to. No, that's fake news. They're making that up.
Well, what else did they change? Was there anything else that you wanted to share, or was that one thing?
But the good news is that if this has led to anything, and I hope it sticks, is that the homeschooling in this country has skyrocketed.
That's true.
One thing,
from like 1% to 2% or something.
This is just one of those.
One day,
one of those things that when asked, what would you do if you could go back in time? What would you change about yourself? I typically don't have an answer for that because I am who I am because of the mistakes that I've made and you know and all that. But there are three things that I would, if I could get in the time machine and go back and relive this life, I would do.
Buy Bitcoin in 2009.
One of them is buy Bitcoin, buy more Bitcoin, and to stay on it.
Yeah.
To keep buying it and to mine it and to do right. whatever. The other one was is that I would never, I would have never let my kid, my daughter, anywhere near public school.
Mm.
I do feel that it set her back
mm-hmm.
a little bit, and
you know, I can't let you get out here without saying what the third one is.
There's a person that I met that and I met her too late in life, and someone else got their clutches into her.
Too bad.
So. A crazy head over heels for this person,
but here we are.
But here we are, and yeah. this is and we live in a country where the homeschooling is taking root.
Mm-hmm.
The best part about it is that you have multiple kids. Now the problem, of course, is that it requires you to be around.
Sure,
it requires that you have a parent.
That's so
that's
weird.
That's available.
Who would have thought that raising a child, being a parent, requires there
time.
To be a parent around that child?
But here's the problem. Right? Some families actually do have a parent around all the time,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have a clue. They don't think they could do it. They don't have faith or trust in their own capabilities to teach another human being.
Well, that's because they've been raised by the government
yep.
system
yep.
to believe, oh, well, you need to have an expert.
Yep.
You've got to hire some bureaucrat.
And you have this other thing called community, you know, systems where you can, you don't have to be the sole teacher.
Yeah,
you
right.
could get, you could, hey, this is an opportunity to go meet your neighbors.
Right.
That's
that
what
neighbor down the street that you don't know your
right?
name of.
Well, unschooling, as I understand it, is where you just let the kids make their own decisions.
Okay, there's something else I'm thinking of that's very similar to that, where kids can go and they learn about stuff that actually interests them.
Unschooling.
That's unschooling.
I understand the concept, and I know that there are some kids who could do it. I could do mm-hmm. it. I could do it right mm-hmm. now. I'm unschooling every day of my life.
Yeah.
But could I have done it when I was 8 years old? Or would I have just played video games all day? But that's kind of the concept that... Just let the kid play video games and read comic books and do whatever.
I learned how to read from playing video games.
And a lot of kids, that's exactly how they read, and that's how they learn to love to read, is that they read things that they like first, like video or comic books, and manuals for their favorite video game and whatnot.
Oh, hey, man.
It's the kids that are forced to learn, and they don't do it on their own. They hate it. To read subject matter that doesn't interest them.
Well, here's the thing. You don't get a video game unless you can pay for it.
That's the other way to look at it. Now, when it comes to unschooling, and this is what got me, too, because I homeschooled 2 years. I did homeschool, private school, mm-hmm. public school, no school. And then I did...
you're talking about that was your...
That was my experience. So okay. I've seen this from all different angles, mm-hmm. the schooling system. And then when I got up to upper education, I did community college, 2 years, and then 2 years of state college. Out of all of those...
And then the military.
State college, in the military. State college was the absolute worst. It's just a bunch of dummies.
That was awful.
But where was I going with that? 2 years of homeschooling. You
yeah.
know what I did the whole time?
No.
I worked.
Yeah.
I worked on the farm, man.
There's no better way to learn than
I hated it.
To get into it.
I went back to public school after that. I was like, forget this. I'm tired of working on the farm. But it was very good for me as developmentally wise. It was very good for me.
Well, it's great to go to work because then you're interacting with other people that are not your age, and you get to actually be influenced in a positive way, hopefully, by those people.
The only problem is all the laws that prevent it from
being... Yeah, that's a huge problem.
Being a cable... I think even here in New Hampshire, it's like you got to get special permission to send a 16-year-old to school to work. And a lot of companies won't even hire anyone under 16 because
sure,
of
too many rules,
to liabilities,
yeah.
And legal reasons.
Yeah. So, which also means that if you are in a poor family, you are disadvantaged.
Who would most benefit from your kids going off to work?
Right. Well, but also rich families are more likely to have businesses, and there's an exemption for kids working for their parents. So if you're a rich kid, you can go to work for your parents because they've got some place
yeah.
where you can go to work. But if you're a poor kid, your parents have a job, and so you can't go and work at that job because... They can't employ you because of all the stupid rules. So the poor kids are, again, by the system and by the various regulations, set in the back of the bus.
Yep. Every one of those dumb kids I was talking about, the ones who turned out pretty good later in
mm-hmm.
life, every one of them tradesmen.
Yeah.
They could have been working with their parents. They could have been going to work with, because they did not want to be there in school. And here they are. What was that?
Who did want to be there?
There was some apple polishing kid that I went to school with.
Maybe like four or five.
The gifted kids liked it.
I was gifted and I hated it.
There were a couple of years when it was just nothing but challenge. And that's when I liked it. That's when I liked school, when it was so challenging and when I could compete against my fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. It's fun. But when I realized it was a joke and when I realized that I wasn't learning as fast as I could, and I figured out that what I really wanted was money so I could go buy a car.
Fifth grade history class when our, I want to say professor because I've been in college more recently than high school, when our teacher required us to memorize every U.S. president, the years they were in office, and their political party.
Busy work.
So stupid.
Yeah. And everyone in the class had to do this, and you were graded on it. This was a major part of your final grade. This is a complete waste of my time.
Useless trivia.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you would get out of that is you could, you know, win Trivial Pursuit.
I could understand the...
Something on Jeopardy.
You know, memorizing the preamble to the Constitution or whatever, or the Declaration, whichever it was, when we were back down in the fifth grade or whatever. But you're in the 10th grade. You're like 2 years away from being an adult at this point. And the best task you can come up with for me is to memorize this completely useless information that even before the age of cell phones, I could just open up an encyclopedia and look at.
All right.
Well, I took off. I went and got a job in construction, got a motorcycle, lived in a trailer for a couple of years. Nasty trailer, but you know what? It was mine. And I was on my own. And then and here's the best part. And then I came back 2 years later, or a year and a half, or whatever it is, come see my high school buddies on my motorcycle. They were all envious because I was, you know, dating, and I had my own vehicle, my own digs, and they were still in school.
Oh, God.
That was the best feeling.
Nice job.
It was the best feeling. And you know what? That's what the kids want. They want to grow up. They want independence. They want to get away. They want to make their own money. Well, I don't know about these new kids, these new Zoomer kids, but definitely my generation wanted to.
Yeah, what is going to happen with these poor masked kids? Are they going to actually go... Is there going to be like a pendulum swing in the other direction where all this masking forces, you know, gets them to the point where they want independence, where they want to be, you know, break out of the control?
No, man, they're going to be traumatized. They're going to be... You know, they're going
anxiety
to,
times 10 or
yeah,
something
they're going
like
to go
that?
Into panic attacks and have to go to their little safe space anytime they see someone not wearing a mask in a Zoom call or whatever because they're just not going to be able to take
it. If you follow the 80-year cycle, these mask kids, the ones who were developmentally delayed, the COVID delayed, they're going to be the first generation of the hard times create strong men. They're going to pick up their ball and run with it.
So you're saying the pendulum's going to swing?
Oh, it's going to swing back for sure.
Right. There's more coming up here. You can weigh in. We'll get into this teacher that got maybe fired, suspended, for what? We'll talk about it on the way in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.